Some breaking news out of Oklahoma City. The game between the Thunder and the Jazz has just been postponed. We will bring in Royce Young in just a moment. Want to show you the scene as the situation, frankly, feels like it's deteriorating right before our eyes across the country. The Jazz and Thunder on the floor getting ready to play, and both teams pulled off the floor. Rudy Gobert was one of several players for the Jazz ruled out with illness.
First reaction and thought when you learn that the season's been suspended.
This is crazy. This can't be true. I mean, it's not within the realm of possibilities. It's just, it seemed more like out of a movie than reality.
It's been postponed. You're all safe. And take your time in leaving the arena tonight and do so in an orderly fashion. Thank you for coming out tonight. We are all safe. And you can visit OKCThunder.com for updates on upcoming games.
Game's been good. It's cool, though. You know, it's basketball has been good to me. I've enjoyed each and every moment of it, good and bad. So if this is it, it's all good. At least I made my last basket.
Yeah, I guess. NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, it's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, March 12th. I'm your host, James Clements. And the NBA season has ground to a halt. What is going on? That's right, anyway, I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag. Literally, whoever wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff, need a bit more of that now. During running a daily NBA show, there's no more NBA. What's going on? Anyway, here in our Larry Armour Studios, giving you the lowdown, at least for one more day, on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the artist formerly known as the NBA. Breakdown, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you. At least for today, and that's it. Repping Australia just a little bit. That's what we do here. And we try to keep it a bit, you know, chill. Don't take shit too seriously. Leave that to the nerds. But the NBA has suspended its season. So here we are. The coronavirus, the tinny virus. It's got us all. It's pretty crazy. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the G League suspension as well. The NCAA tournament. The games that actually happened today as well. We'll wrap those up for you. And it's going to feel weird because it'll probably be our last game wraps for a fucking long time. So we'll have the usual dumbassery just to cloak you in that nice sense of the familiar. That's not a knife, old mate, no mate. Spud of the night, pants of the evening, better than Lonzo Ball, of course. Yeah, Nas. That's where we're going to center a lot of the talk about the shutdown of the season and the unpopular opinion today. An Outback take, yes. Well, we've got a particularly flame-grilled take for you today. We've got the Australian Playwatch and a G League Aussie check-in and Kiwi Corner today because it's Thursday. All of those will be particularly interesting because it might be the last one for a bit. And there is no pick and preview for the games tomorrow because that's it. But we did go 3 or 4 in our picks today. So we will close off today's show with the Diary of Stephen Adams just for a bit of a laugh, bro. Because in this trying time, what else can we do? So, there you go. Let's bloody well get to it. It's episode 427 of NBA Australia. Let's go. Honestly, we've never
been better. This is Matthew Dellavedova and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better. We better watch out for the attack of the Rudy Gobert's Staffel Tower. Defensive player of the year who shut down the entire league. Jesus Christ. That's right. Anyway, today, obviously, the NBA suspended its season. This all happened after OKC and Utah's game this afternoon. Well, this morning, really, I guess. It was all getting ready to tip off. We already had four games underway. And Utah, OKC, was suddenly called off. It's like, what the fuck's going on? Turns out, health guy, one of the doctors for Utah, came running out. He's like, yep, refs. might not want to play this because one of our blokes has got the coronavirus. And they're like, Jesus, that's a bit fucked. So they shut down the game. They postponed that. They postponed the other game later on that evening that was scheduled to be on ESPN, New Orleans and Sacramento. And it was weird. This came after a whole run of talk about the coronavirus and what was going to happen. And it was very much looking like as of tomorrow, the NBA games would have gone ahead in empty arenas with the NBA's Board of Governors sharing a consensus to continue the season, playing games without fans in the arena. And then the Rudy Gobert announcement comes through. Rudy was announced out with an illness, and so was Manny Moutier for the Jazz. They weren't at the arena. They weren't at shoot around at the OKC arena. But then finally got tested. Turns out he's positive. Boom, they come back. And so all of the Utah Jazz, even at this moment in time, still might be in that OKC arena, quarantined off, being tested for the coronavirus. Prayers up for Jingling Joe Ingles and his family. That is, man is an Aussie national treasure. We must protect him at all costs. But in all crazy seriousness, that's it. The NBA just went, all right, well, shit, he's got coronavirus. He's been in contact with, like, how many other teams, his own teammates, refs, officials, people who have been at those games. Fuck, we can't do this, can we? No, suspend the season. Boom, off we went. We already had the Warriors-Nets game tomorrow, which was going to be at Chase Center in San Fran. That was going to be closed to fans because of the San Francisco Health Office prohibiting groups of events of over 1,000 people from happening. And boom, there you go. So OKC Utah, it was just an absolute scene of craziness with Royce Young reporting like, yeah, the 10 players are on the court. The three refs are there. They were literally about to tip the ball. The doctor comes running out and goes, oh, yeah, Rudy's fucked. He's got the corona. And they went, right, fucking better pull the pin on this. And obviously the Denver-Dallas game was on national TV at the same time. So we actually got an in-game reaction of Mark Cuban basically getting the same text that everybody else did, saying the NBA suspended the season and his reaction, and then asking whether or not the refs and the players wanted to go ahead with the game, which again in itself was fascinating. And they did. They played it out, which was bizarre and weird, but also, I mean, at that point, what can you do? You probably should be able to pull the pin, I'd say. And it was just weird that even those games were still going ahead. It's like, well, if you made the decision as of tomorrow to not have fans of the arena, then what the fuck are we doing here today with fans of the arena watching these games? Seems a bit weird. But there you go. The NBA suspended their season. Weird. But makes sense. I'll talk about that in a second in the NLs. Let's quickly wrap up the games today because there were some really interesting ones, actually. Philly beat the shit out of Detroit in a, you know, that's basically the biggest non-surprise since I went, wow, I like beer. 124-106. Embiid and Richo were back for the Sixers, and they kicked the shit out of the Pistons. What ScoMo's got for Cole? Christian Wood, 32 points, 7 rebounds. He was awesome. Shvi Mikhalyk at 16. Kung Fu Thon chucked in 13 and 17 minutes. He was awesome. The Aussie, Thon McCur. But for the Sixers, Embiid was amazing. 30 and 14 in his comeback. 20, 10 and 6 for average Al Horford. About time. And thanks for coming, Al. Yeah, you really show up in games where we're going to beat the absolute fuck out of Detroit, huh? Thanks for coming. Tobias Harris had 15 points. Richo had 8 points in his return. Fucking Furk and Korkmaz, he had 17 too. Detroit, 20 and 45. Philly, 39 and 26. The New York City Knickerbockers beat the Atlanta Hawks 136-131 in overtime after giving up a 40-22 fourth quarter. Trae Young went nuclear, which was amazing, but they couldn't stop the Knicks in overtime. They gave up 18 points in the overtime to the Hawks. That's good. Randall, RJ, and Robinson just went nuts. Trae had 42 and 11 in this. He was unbloody real, especially down the stretch. Like, this is where you see those shades of Steph where you're like, oh, fuck. He just can't be stopped sometimes. There was one moment where he just pulled up from basically the logo, kept them right in it. Bang, it was awesome. 22 and 15 for Jonathan Collins. That's a total cocktail. And DeAndre Hannah had 15 and 6. Cam Reddish, 11 points, 5 and 13 shooting, but he had the steal that got this to overtime off Alfred Payton. So that was pretty cool. Good job, Cam Reddish. Liking that. The Knicks, Julius Randle had 33 and 11. Was punishing. He scored the first 5 points of overtime out of nowhere. It was awesome. RJ Barrett, he was awesome. 26. Talk about him later. The other, Mitch Robinson, 16 and 6 with 2 blocks. Didn't miss from the floor, 7 of 7. Alfred Payton had 11 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds. Not bad for his the stupid head one. And Mo Harkless, don't be Mo Harkless, at 13, 6 and 6. Good on him. 20 and 47 filled the season for the Atlanta Hawks. Which is good that they lost this one, because it actually, look, we're going to talk about this in a second, but the season is called where it stands. They are now below the New York City Knickerbockers and the Detroit Pistons with 20 and 47. The Knicks winning this game hilariously fucks them quite badly in the standings, 21 and 45. So they go from having one of the, basically the three worst records in the NBA to pretty much a standalone sixth worst record in the NBA. Great job, Knicks. Great job. You really fucked it this time. Charlotte, out of nowhere, killed Miami. This was absolutely crazy. Heat didn't play without played without Jimmy Butler. He had a toe injury. Now, it was funny, like, when I'm looking at the game notes for this, I'm like, Terry Rozier was sick. And this is before the Rudy Gobert thing pops off. And you're like, oh, Rudy Gobert, that's funny. He might have the coronavirus. Remember how he did that funny thing with his hands? I'm going to talk about that in a second. Terry Rozier sick as well. It's like, oh, gee, hope it's not the corona. Now you get a little bit more worried, don't you? Anyway, this is a crazy game. Hornets were down 20 out of nowhere. Miami made 15 of their first 16 shots. And it was over. And then they missed 17 of the next 22. And the Hornets ran the fucking right over the top of them. It was nuts. So this was the game I didn't pick yesterday on yesterday's show, but I did end up having money on it. Charlotte had blown out to a 20.5-point underdog, and they won by 11. That's crazy. Kendrick Lamar Nunn, he had 24, went 6-10 from downtown for the Heat. Derek Jones Jr. at 23, bam! Adebayo, 21-10. Duncan Robinson, 3-13, all from 3 to 12 points. Crazy. For the Hornets, Devontae Graham had 30 points. He went 8-11 from downtown to go with his 6 assists. Caleb Martin had 19 and 7. He was awesome off the bench. His brother Cody, he started. He had 6 points, 8 rebounds. PJ Hamilton Washington had 17 and Miles Bridges had 16 for the Hornets. Good win. Hilarious win. I mean, the Heat just out of nowhere just blew that game. Then it was pretty dumb. But look, doesn't really matter in the long run. Miami 41 and 24. Charlotte 23 and 42. And then the final game, maybe of the season. Just think about that. This might be the last game of the season. Oh, and speaking of which, yeah, I'll talk about that in just a second, but the Hawks putting Vince Carter out there, which might be his final game ever. Beautiful, beautiful. But anyway, Denver lose 97-113 in Dallas. Weird vibe. Absolutely weird vibe. Dallas was on a back-to-back. They led by 7 at the half, 16 points for Luka. Denver, they look meh. And then, look, Denver had started off fine. Dallas clawed it back. Then Denver fought back, got up, back in front for most of the third quarter, and then into the fourth. And you're like, all right, done and dusted. Dallas are just going to run out of legs, same as yesterday against the Spurs. Here we go. Pack her up, boys. Nope! Boban! And Luka Doncic went bang! Denver scored 4 points for the entire second half of the fourth quarter. They, for 7 minutes and 17 seconds, they scored 4 points. I'm not sure if they're afraid of the corona, but fucking hell. 4 points. Unbelievable. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, 14 and 13 with 8 assists for him. 5 turnovers. Just looks. Yeah. It was weird. I mean, he was being shut down by Boban. Will the Thrill Barton at 23, 6 and 3. Jam and Jamal Murray was awesome. 25 points for him. 3 of 11 from deep. 5 assists, 2. And Thrill Sap had 12 points. But nothing else really going for the Nugs. It was pretty weird. Luka Doncic with 28, 6, and 9. Nice. Amazing game from him. Just at times, it's incredible that he can look like easily the best player on the floor at all times. Like, there's not points where you go, oh, where's Luka? You're like, oh, shit, Luka's just out there killing it. Like, 98% of the time. It's awesome. It's like LeBron in that fashion. Boban Marjanovic, my best mate. Met him on the streets in New York. 31 and 17, a career high. He was amazing. Tim Hardaway, the lesser, went 4 of 15. Ugh, 14 points. 15 for Maxi Kleber. Hello. And 10, 9, and 4, and 4 for Darrell Wright. He was really good. But Dallas avoid their first three-game losing streak of the season. They're the only team that hasn't lost three in a row this year, which is pretty weird. But anyway, Denver, 43 and 22. It sits them handily back of the Clippers in the third spot. which is going to happen anyway, but they would have only been half a game back. But anyway, there they are in Dallas, 40-27 now. 1.5 games behind the Houston Rockets in seventh. So weird. And obviously Utah, OKC postponed, and New Orleans, Sacramento postponed. So let's quickly give out some awards and then talk about all the other shit that's going on right now, huh?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
The Atlanta Hawks. They put in Vince Carter at the very end, and he smashed a three with about 16 seconds left. It was fucking beautiful. The fans were cheering for it. The fans very clearly knew that this might have been Vince's last ever NBA game. He's played 22 fucking seasons, and it might be cut short. This might be the idea that Vince Carter outlived an NBA. holy shit. It was awesome. It was beautiful. It was poetic. And I really, really enjoyed that they actually, you know, put him in, gave him the ball. Everyone cleared out. He smashed in the three. He was amazing. So he played 13 minutes of the entire game, hits the three at the very end. It was beautiful. So that was really cool. But the actual final NBA Australia pre-performance of the night, maybe of the regular season, Boban. He was absolutely incredible, especially in that third and fourth quarter where they're like, oh, fuck it. How about we just throw it down to Boban? He's 7'6". Like, no one can stop this bloke. There were moments where he just sort of turned around and just laid the ball in without getting off the floor. There was one point where he dunked, his feet are still on the floor. Anyway, career high, 31 points, 17 rebounds, 12 of 20 from the floor for Boban. Amazing game. He was incredible. Good win for the Mavs, really, I guess. Did not expect them to win that. I did pick them in the end. I think I picked against them yesterday on the show with Brother Bob. And, oh, by the way, thanks for the feedback on the Brother Bob episode. It was fun having him on. That was awesome. So I'm glad people enjoyed that. And then today I was like looking and I'm like, nah, money's actually going to go on Dallas. They were +3.5. So I took that and that was a winner. So good stuff. Thanks, Boban. Thanks, Luca. Good stuff. What about Old Mate No Mate, though? This sounds pretty fucking obvious, isn't it?
Old mate, no mate.
Rudy Gobert, the Stava Tower, patient zero for the 12 monkeys apocalypse, huh?
Yeah, man. Rudy. Hilarious. He's sitting in the, they've got the quarantine around the media members in the post-game chats. So everybody's had to put their recorders and shit up on the old desk. And he's sat behind the desk and he's taking the piss. Says, thanks, everybody. Then, you know, fakes touching all of everybody's recorders and stuff. And then does it. You know, makes a point to touch every mic and recorder in front of him. Smash cut. Rudy is out with illness. Smash cut. Rudy has tested positive for coronavirus. Smash cut. Rudy, you fuckwit. You've shut down the entire fucking NBA. You idiot. Ah, you French moron. What are you fucking doing? Look, I'm going to talk about this again later, but Jesus, that's fucking dumb. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also fucking stupid. I mean, you're out there traveling. I'll talk about this later, whatever. But yeah, Rudy came out. He's patient zero and literally shut down the NBA. You can make all the jokes about being the best defensive player in the NBA that he shut down literally the entire league. But otherwise, Rudy, you're a fucking nong. What are you doing, you idiot? You fucking dipshit. So when people ask, oh, why did the NBA shut down that year? It's like because a fucking French idiot had coronavirus and then spread it to everybody. Good job, you know. Spud of the night.
Spud of the night.
I don't know. Did that get enough across, like, how fucking dumb that was? Like, you are traveling around. You're surrounded by fans, other teams, officials, team officials, team members, team mates. You're flying all the time. You've got crews. You've got fans, you're in arenas, you're in different spots all the time, and then you touch everybody's recorders and stuff. And it turns out you've actually got the coronavirus. That is just, yeah, not great. I don't know. Spud of the night also goes to Goran the Flog Dragic for the Miami Heaters today. 1 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 4 from downtown, 5 turnovers. That is 26 minutes of futility, which Might be the name of my sex tape. 2.6 minutes. There we go. Pantsing of the night. Really enjoyed Woj calling out the Knicks. Talking about the teams and the governor's approach to the way that they were voting for whether or not to have fans in attendance, etc., etc., etc. Woj then called out the team that had just basically gone, nah, how about we just keep it going the same as usual? Several teams were willing to put the games on hiatus. The rest wanted to move towards eliminating fans from arenas to continue playing games, sources tell ESPN. One team wanted to keep the status quo until a governmental public mandate dictated change. The New York Knicks. That is a fucking public eviscerating by Woj on the hated Knicks, which is fucking funny. So that's a pantsing. That's literally being called up in front of class and being dacked by the principal. Better than Lonzo Ball for today, though. Maybe the final one for a little while.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. RJ Barrett, 26 points today for the Knickerbockers. 9 of 14 shooting, 2 of 5 from 3. He was awesome. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Damn, that is but good. But also, look, if this is the final regular season game as it stands, I wanted to highlight one thing better than Lonzo Ball. His teammate, Zion Williamson, he has scored the most points in the first 19 games of any player in the past 35 years. He's also the youngest, which is pretty crazy. He's come out in his first 19 games, he scored 448 points. The next closest, Shaq with 423, and the Admiral, David Robinson, with 420. He's 5 years younger. 5 years younger than David Robinson was at this point and 2 years younger than Shaq. So Zion Williamson, absolute gun. Might actually be a combination of Shaq and David Robinson if you ask me too. The way he moves, just how goddamn graceful he is very David Robinson, but how beastly and big Riggy is very Shaq. So that was pretty cool. The thing is, I'm about to talk about this in year Nas. If that's it for the regular season, that'll be it we've seen for Zion. So who knows what's going to happen now. But anyway, just wanted to highlight that. Good stat. Good stat. All right, let's do some Yenars. A lot of shutdown talk right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. Time for yeah, nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, are there many, jeez, and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Jimmy, will you continue doing the show? Yeah, nah, yeah, I mean, I might not do it daily if we've got no fucking games. What I might do is try to get some interviews happening and we'll get some of our Kickstarter guest hosts on and we'll just talk some shit about ball. Sound good? Yeah, sounds good. All right, but also, let's get into the serious stuff. Was this going to be the right move for the NBA to play games in empty arenas? Yeah, no, I mean, fucking, look, I think it's fine if they had have played it in empty arenas if nobody had have been actually carrying coronavirus. Like, what's more important, you know, wiping out humanity or the gate receipts for a league that's run by a bunch of fucking billionaires that already makes billions just from its TV deal? Like, you could just stay at home, watch the games, you'd be fine. So it would have been no problem. Would it have actually made the games wildly more fun because it would have been televised pickup games and you'd be able to hear everything the players say? Yeah, nah, yeah. I mean, if you ever sat courtside, I've been lucky enough to a couple of times. It all depends on the broadcast and how they operate. Because like being courtside, you hear a lot more trash talk, a lot more coaching, specifically off the benches. Some fascinating stuff happens that way. And it'd be really interesting to see what the broadcast would have been like. And maybe they would have done the NBL trick of trying to broadcast the games from the bunker. As I tweeted out earlier today, the NBL might have been light years ahead by having the Grey Mamba, Andrew Gazy Gaze, out there in the bunker commentating games from fucking many millions of miles away. Well, thousands of miles, hundreds of miles, whatever. Would have been interesting. Would have been funny to watch and hear Spencer Dinwiddie wave off Caris LeVert or Kyrie sitting on the pine going, good. Good. With Draymond calling Stephen Adams a pussy and then Stephen Adams saying shit like, oh, cheers, bro. I love cats. Anyway, from Matty S on Twitter, yeah, nah, NBA should televise games from practice facilities for more intimate pickup game atmosphere instead of giant empty stadiums. Yeah, I really like this idea from Matty S. Like, if you're not going to have a crowd, then just fucking put in high school gyms or practice stuff. That'd be sick. That would have been really, really cool, but oh well, too late now. What else do we have? We had, listen to Brad, Jimmy, yeah, nah, the Jazz Thunder game got called off because Jingles and Steven Adams, bro, challenged everyone to a game of pickup and Chris Paul cracked it when he lost. Yeah, nah, I mean, my first thought would have been, yeah, but then, yeah, probably nah, because turns out Rudy had the virus. Right, so the big one, NBA suspending the season, was this the right decision? Yeah, nah, I mean, fuck yes. You can't do anything about it. One team's been completely coroned up by Rudy, and it's absolutely fucking crazy. And here you are, sitting there going, well, we've got one team knocked out. Then all the teams they've played in the last, you know, couple of weeks, they're all freaking out. And so this is the actual run. Here we go. All the way down. So we're talking now about Shams and Woj talking about the Raptors have informed their players to self-quarantine for the next 14 days due to the current coronavirus. They played Utah Rudy Gobert back on Monday. And the Raptors players were also given precautionary tests. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens there. Basically, players from the teams the Jazz have played with in the past 10 days were told to self-quarantine. That's the Cavs, the Knicks, the Celtics, the Pistons, and the Raptors. Jesus. The Jazz players who are still at the arena tonight, they're going to process their testing. So for now, the players are staying at the arena. They're not permitted to fly home. So they're trying to figure out how to get a bus back to Utah. Fucking hell. So obviously with that, the G League have suspended their season as well. And Rudy Gobert has really sort of fucked it, right? But this is also checking it out. That there was no other option really for the NBA. As soon as Rudy goes down, it's done. You know? So the big question is, what do you do now? What do you do now? This is the correct decision. Suspend it. Deal with it. It's like a lockout in the middle of a season. We're going to all freak out a little bit, but, you know, it's the correct decision. So what do we do now? Should they call the season, let it sit for a month, figure out how to play games and then empty arenas, roll up again for the playoffs as the standings are now? Yeah, nah, I mean, I kind of guess probably, yeah, right? Like, what's a better approach? You've got a month or so in the regular season left, so just fucking can it. I think, as it stands now, you're right. There's the lottery the lottery odds. There's the lottery standings. There's the playoff standings. Apologies to the Blazers, to the Pelicans, to the Spurs, to the Kings, but you did not make the playoffs. The Memphis Grizzlies did. And therefore, let it never be said once ever again that the regular season does not matter, because if the regular season is fucking cut off three quarters of the way through, you'll find out very fucking quickly that the regular season matters. And if you fucking leave your run into the last quarter of the season, you might miss out on the playoffs anyway. So Memphis would be the 8th seed. Yeah. So I think the thing would be, have to be, like, you've got a month or so left in this regular season, just nah, done. No regular season. You go, right, when were our playoffs going to start? Towards the end of April? Cool. Let's just keep monitoring the situation constantly. Have every team constantly monitored. Have the players constantly monitored. Play, if everyone's chill, if everyone's good, once you ascertain whether or not the virus is contained under control, specifically within your teams, within team officials, NBA officials, etc. Cool. You can play them in empty arenas at that point. You've still got your playoffs. You've still got your goddamn revenue. You've got your TV people happy. As long as everybody's like fucking tested basically before it, and it's like, all right, you're all in the clear. Let's go hammer and tongs. And if it takes longer than that, a month, 2 months, whatever, give it another bit. Give it another couple of weeks. See how we go. If it doesn't, if it gets a little bit more contained, you know, if you need to go into July, August, then so be it. Just shorten the playoff rounds to 3 and 5 games. What's the problem there? Just, you know, it's just going to be a weird season regardless, isn't it? So 3 and 5, fucking bang. Crown a champion if need be. But the thing is, it all just comes down to whether or not this fucking virus can be contained. And who fucking knows, dude? I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor unless you are. In which case, more power to you. Also, get off your ass and fix this shit. Yeah. obviously basketball and stuff like that is probably one of the least important, sport is one of the least important things, I think, at this sort of juncture. It's nice to have, you know, things to take your mind off it, but at the same time, if the thing that takes your mind off it is going to hasten the advance of a deadly fucking virus, maybe we should just chill out. Anyway, so with that said, maybe we'll do AFL Australia for the next month. What do you reckon? Might do a bit of NBL Australia, but this is going to be fascinating. Who knows if the AFL is going to go ahead? Who knows if the NBL is going to go ahead? The NBL's got what? They go best of five in the finals. So, you know, maximum of four more games. Come on Friday in Perth. Fascinating to see what they're going to do. Anyway, how are you feeling about it? I'm a bit bummed. Obviously, I do a daily fucking NBA show. And I was literally just saying, like, yesterday that it's the absolute perfect time at the moment for the NBA because it's gone, like, in terms of, like, you know, watching it for me, it starts an hour early because they just went daylight savings time. We've got a little bit before we go back. And, yeah, times out really nicely. You would have been getting shows earlier in the day. But no, NBA suspended their season. All right, unpopular opinion of the day. Here we go.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. I think Rudy's touching the mics was really fucking funny. Like it is, like in a vacuum. Unfortunately, also like dumb as fuck. You know, dude, you're flying around. You're in different cities. You're in contact with countless other people, fans, officials, teammates, other position teammates, media, fucking, what are you doing, you French idiot? Maybe pretend to touch the microphones. You know, just pretend, go, oh, guys, I'm going to get you sick. And then it would have actually been funny when he did get sick. But now he is sick and he touched all the microphones. You're like, ah, oh, well, that's just fucking grouse because now we've got to check all these poor fucking media blokes who are just doing their goddamn job. Thanks a lot, Rudy, you dickhead. And how much more do you reckon that spreads the virus? Jesus. Moron. Anyway. And finally, Outback Takehouse. I don't know, man. It's a bit of a weird sort of atmosphere to do this one, but here we go. It's Thursday at Outback. Please come in. Please. We're not making any money. So here's 18 for one blooming onions. Onions are the only thing we're all fucking eating at the moment, so here's 18 for one of blooming onions. That's right, we cut her open weird and deep fry this fucker. You'll love it. No prick in Australia eats this shit, but we'll give it to you idiot Yanks. Only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is, the NBA saw Aaron Bangers Bane score 37 and decided to shut down the season. They saw Dally dropping a career-high 14 assists and decided to shut down the season. They saw Jinglin Joe Ingles drop 20 the other day and decided to shut down the season. They saw Thon McCur score 13 in 17 minutes today and went, fuck it, better pull the pin before these Aussies get too fucking good. Only at Outback. Yeah, I don't know. Tough scenes. Tough scenes. All right, we'll do a quick Australian player watch and the G League Aussies will wrap up their seasons basically because can't imagine they'll bring that back. And here we go, right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Australian player watch. We started off today knowing a little bit more about Ben Simmons. He was progressing well in his rehab. Said he was pain-free with his lower back nerve impingement. And he's going to be re-evaluated in three more weeks. At which point, basically, just like, good. Give him a rest. Get him ready for the playoffs. Now it's like, well, fucking everybody's getting a rest. Everybody's got 3 weeks off. But that was good news, basically, for Simo. For saying that it was pain-free. And it's just basically, look. Anything with a back, you kind of just like, you just need to keep working on it, strengthening it, and then hoping and making sure that you've got the right sort of processes involved that you don't hurt it again, right? So hopefully this gives him a nice little chunk of time to get 100% right and should be right. So good job, Big Simo. Aussie Matisse, Aussie Maddie, Maddie the Bull, Matisse Thybulle in the win versus the Pistons today. He was really good, 18 minutes, 9 points, 4 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown, 1 assist. 3 steals because he's a fucking defensive menace and would have been absolutely beautiful in Tokyo. Fuck. That's not going to go ahead now, is it? He was a plus 9. Jinglin Joe Ingles, obviously. No gain there against the Thunder. He got out there, warmed up, and now his mate fucking Rudy might have gotten him sick. Jesus. Prayers up for Jingling Joe Ingles and the rest of the Yaz. It's a soft J. And finally, the Kung Fu master himself, Kung Fu Thon McCur, in the loss versus the Sixers. He started at 13 points in 17 minutes. He was awesome. Went 5 of 9 from the floor, 2 of 4 from downtown. Love it when he gets that outside stroke happening. 3 rebounds, an assist, and a block. In a game where the Sixers got absolutely shit pumped, Thon was a plus 4. Good bloody stuff, mate. All right, the G League Aussies. Deng Adel, he is back. Well, he was back and hanging out, crushing it. Okay for the Long Island Nets. Played a couple of games in the last week in the loss to Lakeland. He had 11 points on 3 of 13 shooting. Jesus, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. And then against Greensboro, he had 2 points, 1 of 3 shooting, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ends up the season basically averaging 11.1 points, 4.2 rebounds, 2.7 assists for the Long Island Nets. Not quite the year the Deng was really hoping for, I think. Had a couple of really good games. He had a really good run there in February, then got hurt. And I really feel like that probably cost him a bit of a another NBA call-up. Because I think from he got hurt like basically, yeah, second week of Feb. And through that run was averaging about 20 points a game. It was crushing it. And it's like, what? Jesus, come on, man. You're killing me. Gets hurt. Doesn't get another look in. Isaac Humphries, Humpty. 3 games last week. He had 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals against the Long Island Nets. Pretty good. 2 points, though. 4 rebounds and a steal against the Delaware Bluecoats. And then only 5 points against his old mates on the Erie Bayhawks. 5.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. He ends up averaging 8.8 points, 5.9 rebounds for the year, 1.6 assists. Again, as mentioned, was really killed. He got straight killed by the old injury bug, didn't he? He got straight killed. Didn't play between December 6th and February 21st. So a bit of a lost year for Isaac there, I think. Does have a great singing voice, however. Willie McDowell-White. He and Matu McCur got 2 games in. Oklahoma City Blue, 0 points in that one for Willie. 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And against the... Ooh, who's NAS? Who do you reckon that is? It's a weird shortening one. It is Northern Arizona Suns. Sure. It's more like NOS from Fast and Furious. 3 points, 1 of 3 shooting, 1 of 2 from downtown, 3 rebounds and 2 assists. On you, Willie. That's pretty good. He's old Maka Matua McCur. In that game against the North Arizona Suns, he played 6 minutes. Yeah, 2 points. 1 of 2 from the floor. So, and that was it. Nothing else in terms of the stats. So, tough one for Matua. He ends up averaging 5.6 points, 3.8 rebounds. And Willie, he ends up averaging 3 points, 2.1 rebounds, 1.9 assists. Just not enough run for him this season. Only played around, 18 games? And Matua was about maybe 20-odd, so tough. Tough down there in Rio Grande. And finally, Venky Joyce down there in Memphis. Played 1 game against the Skyforce this week. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, crushing it in only 19 minutes. 4 of 8 from the floor. Good job, Venky. Good job. And finally, on Thursdays, we also duck into Kiwi Corner and have a look at old Stephen Adams, bro. See what he's been up to. Obviously did not play today, but in the last week, he's only played 2 games. 12 and 11 against the New York Knickerbockers of New York City with 2 blocks and an assist. Went 5-8 from the floor. And then against Boston the other day in that amazing OKC win, he had 6.6 rebounds, 1 assist, a block, and 3 steals. Only played 26 minutes, only took 2 shots. But they still got the win. So good job, Stephen Adams, bro. Love it. All right, let's go check out the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, shall we? Pretty crazy, man. Pretty crazy. Hopefully Patty's alright. Trust that he is. He's a legend. He's also, you know, propping up Marco Bellinelli. No new tweets from Patty. How about Jingling Joe Ingles? I don't think there would be because he's been in quarantine for the last 6 hours. Oh, there we go. From yesterday. Culture City. Joe Ingles retweeted. So incredibly honored to be named one of the most innovative companies by Fast Company. Big thanks to our team and partners. Which is also great because it basically means that a couple of our angel investors in Joe Ingles and Dally, a couple of Fast Company innovators over there. Love them. That's some good stuff. Who else we got? Oh, Kung Fu Thon tweeted out before. So how about we have a look at that one? Inspiration board. Oh, here we go. 2020, what did we do to you? Hashtag Unreal, hashtag Prey. Checks out. Jesus. Not wrong there, Thon. Not wrong fucking there. No game previews and picks. But if you're going to go do any betting, go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up, get around their NBA specials. So how about we do a bit of a gambling wrap for today. Thanks in advertent vein. We went 3 of 4 for today out of the 6, because obviously the last two weren't played. Because as mentioned, I changed my Dallas pick, and I picked Charlotte in the end, 20.5 points over Miami. So won the Dallas pick, won the Charlotte pick, missed the Atlanta pick, which is 4.5 against the Knicks, and hit on the Philly pick, minus 12 against the Detroit Pistons. So 3 of 4 for the year, 3 of 4 for the, you know, for the day rather, leaves us for the year 500 of 887. So you got to feel pretty good about that if we're going to finish off the season, and that might be that, to finish the year on 500 out of 887 picks is pretty fucking good. Just saying. But geez. All right. Well, weirdly enough, what a day. Bizarre day. Crazy day. It all just fucking avalanched. And it was really wild, and I'm really, really happy that, you know, Twitter kept us all up to date. We could sort of see what the fuck was going on. Just a fascinating moment in time. One of the weirdest days in NBA history right there. Good thing is, I mean, we'll give it another 24 hours and see what the fuck happens. What do you reckon? So, because we're back tomorrow. That's what I think I'll do. I think I'll do another show tomorrow. We might have a guest. It'll be Fuck It Friday, and we'll just talk it out. But either way, if we don't have a guest, doesn't matter. We'll figure this out, see what's going on, see what other news there is. We'll keep you up to date. And then sort of heading forward in the next week or so, might just go back to one show a week if there's just nothing happening. Because I doubt there will be, because literally there's nothing that can be going on. So, but when stuff does happen, obviously we'll keep you on top of it. So make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG. We're all over the socials all the time. Get around NBAAustralia.com. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Google Play, whatever app you use on your Android phone, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. It helps out heaps, so please rate and review. Please. Especially when this turns into AFL Australia next week. Hey, what do you want me to do? Actually ask. Yeah, look, there you go. I'll ask you guys. Let me know. If you want me to do something specific in the next, you know, fucking month or so, I can do an AFL show. I can do a fucking, I don't know, NBL show. Let me know. I can do whatever you want. I'll dance for you. I'm the monkey. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now, and it's an absolute rip snorter. Go see them. No, Plovers are playing this Friday. That's right, Plovers. One of the other members of House Hats. They're fucking great, too. Also, big thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sectioned Eye, Green Green Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that's it. We're going to close out today's show with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. So, in the meantime, there's an NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosen. Yeah. Catch ya. Oh, Kia ora, Bruce. How's it going, eh? That's just your old mate, Stephen Adams, Bruce. Swing a ball for my latest diary entry, eh? So here goes, Bruce. Oh, dear diary. It's me, Stephen Adams, Bruce. Oh, but you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary, Bruce. And you know all my deep, dark secrets, Bruce. Fuck how I fucking hate the French, Bruce. Yeah, so, our game tonight, Bruce, got called off, eh? So I'm writing in you a bit earlier than I usually would, Bruce. And it was all because of my friend Rudy on the Jazz, Bruce. He's got the virus, eh? And that's a real shame, because I love playing as Rudy, bro. Because I really like beating the French, bro. That goes all the way back to my love of rugby, bro. And loving it every time the All Blacks beat the Les Blues, eh? So, you know, it's good to beat Rudy, bro. But also, I really hope that he's okay, eh? That's really sad stuff, bro. Because it's a bit of a shock, eh? The coronavirus is for serious, bro. And it's not just what I get every time I go to Mexico in the off-season, eh? But I do hope that everyone is pretty chill and looks after themselves, eh? So, yeah. Be chill with everybody, bro. Because in the meantime, it kind of looks like I've got a bit of time off, eh? So, I don't know, bro. I can't leave the house, eh? So I might just have to cook a bunch of apocalypse hungies, eh? Make sure that I'm eating fine when society falls apart, bro. So, I guess if you need me for the next month or so, bro, I'll be here in OKC, bro, bunkering down, eh? So, yeah. Till next time we speak, bro, which is hopefully soon and hopefully not too far away, be good to one another, eh? So, cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, bro.